Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Alvina, it's me. I've just discovered the most amazing thing. It's called Shaker and Spoon, and it's a subscription cocktail service. I can learn how to make handcrafted cocktails right here at the office. From now on, our Scrabble nights will be even more fun. Every box comes with enough ingredients to make 3 different cocktail recipes, developed by world-class mixologists. All I need to do is buy 1 bottle of that month's spirit, and I have all I need to make 12 drinks at home. That's 7 for me and 5 for you. And it's just $40 to $50 per month, plus the cost of the bottle. That is much cheaper than Veuve Clicquot. Unless we get Joey and Salvatore to raid a van again, of course. Oh, and you can skip or cancel boxes any time. My first Shaker and Spoon box just arrived. What do you say we start our Scrabble session a bit early? I'm already shaking. P.S. Alvina. If you want your own set, you can get $20 off your first box at shakerandspoon.com/Amelia.
Do you also want your Scrabble nights to be even more fun? Well, as an Amelia listener, you can simply visit shakerandspoon.com/Amelia and you will get $20 off any length subscription. The discount will automatically be applied when you check out. Host your first Amelia listening party or give a subscription to Shaker and Spoon as a gift to a friend or family member. Once more, that's shakerandspoon.com/Amelia. Hello, dear listeners. You've reached the Amelia Project. The 12 Deaths of Christmas will only be available on the regular feed until the end of January, after which it will become exclusive to Patreon. If you'd like to get permanent and ad-free access to it and get early access to Season 5 Part 3 once it's ready, consider becoming a patron from just $2 by visiting ameliapodcast.com and going to support the show. Day 11 is dedicated to our patron Jackie B, who will die in a cleaning accident involving bleach and reappear as a famous yet elusive writer of children's stories. Thank you, Jackie, and thank you to all our patrons.
I didn't imagine anything could drown out the birds and the cows, but these pipers actually come close.
What?
I did not think anything could drown out the birds and the cows, but the pipers come close.
Close to what?
Drowning out the birds.
Death by drowning?
No. The birds.
Why are we drowning the birds?
We are not drowning the birds.
Well, we should.
What?
Kill the birds.
Yes, it's all done.
Well, obviously not.
What?
The birds are still here.
Not the birds. I thought you said kill.
I did.
And I know how to kill her.
Who?
Lara. I know how to kill Lara.
Oh, great. How?
Death by falling icicle.
By what?
Good Lord. By icicle.
Okay. When will you do it?
Well, only if you want to do it.
Sorry? Do I want to do it?
It's okay. I don't mind.
Won't you do it?
No, you don't have
Why
to.
Why me?
Okay. Sure.
I'll do it then.
I'll do it. No problem.
Great. Alvina. Alvina, Arthur won't do Lara, huh? I have to kill Lara. He's planned a death by bicycle.
By what?
Bicycle.
I can't hear you.
Two wheels. Pedaling.
Meddling with what?
Caught in the chain? I don't know.
Pain?
I don't get what's Christmassy about it.
Huh?
Christmassy.
What?
Christmassy.
Oh, okay, I get it. Understood. Classic.
Ugh, but heck, whatever at this point, right?
I'll tell Salvatore.
Oh, you read my mind. I need to find out why Arthur won't do it.
No problem at all.
Telling Salvatore to spy on him is genius.
Mm-hmm. Salvatore will figure it out.
Great.
Salvatore!
Scusa.
We need a death by Christmas tree.
I can't hear you.
Christmas tree. Amelia asked for Christmas tree. It's meant to fall. When Lara is in the vicinity,
Nativity.
The tree will fall. Jesus, it's loud in here.
Jesus, Natività. Capisco, ovviamente.
What? Why not? But then I have to do it. I can't today. It's because Patrick turned out to be Patricia, and she's about to have a baby. Well, an egg.
Egg?
It's the wonder of nature.
There were no eggs at the Nativity.
I know. It was a huge surprise. So, are you working on tomorrow's death, then?
Scusa, is it too loud? Those bastardos...
For Arthur. Uh-huh, I get it.
I'll talk to Joey,
okay? That's okay.
Si.
I can do the tree.
Okay, si.
Sure. Yeah, I'll go and talk to Kozlovsky. See you later.
Joey, we are doing a death by nativity.
Huh? But it's way past Christmas Eve.
I know, but Alvina asked for a death by nativity.
How the hell do we do that?
I don't know, but it has to include an egg.
Sorry. Thirsty.
Is that?
Pepsi. I found it in the glove compartment. It's flat.
So?
I'm ready.
We are gathered here tonight, in the Beetle, because that is the only quiet place left to figure out what the hell happened tonight.
I must say, I'm completely stumped.
So am I.
Me too.
As are we all. In fact, if anyone has any clues... Kozlovsky?
I have no explanation.
Salvatore?
I'm confused.
Perhaps you could give us a synopsis of the events? Then afterwards, we can try to understand how they came to be.
I only know what I saw, and the rest... The rest is a sort of loud, blurry nightmare.
I agree. I think that goes for all of us. The full picture would be great.
The full picture. Well, that's easier said than done.
You spent the last 2 hours debriefing Lara Hollingworth. I mean, surely her account of the events would be the most succinct.
I've just come back from 2 hours of rambling, from a woman suffering traumatic shock and utter bamboozlement. But I'll do my best to piece it together.
Thank you.
I think the first thing that happened was that Lara went to take down the Christmas wreath on the front door. She instantly suffered a bizarre fluorescent rash.
That was me.
Before she could figure out what was going on, a madman in a plague mask and a hazmat suit came running onto the steps of Hollingworth Hall, claiming to be from a government biohazard unit.
That was me.
What was that about?
Well, I had already made the lip balm. I had very little time to plan Lara's death, so I thought I would repurpose it.
I was planning Lara's death.
We were doing it.
I thought I was doing it.
Why were all the rest of you doing it?
We clearly all thought we were planning Lara's death.
How?
Alvina asked me to.
Alvina asked us too.
Well, it's clearly Alvina's fault then.
Hey, that's not fair. I never asked.
It doesn't matter.
Kozlovsky. What I asked you for was very simple. A corpse killed by a Christmas tree.
We discussed an allergic reaction, did we not?
Yes. We talked about an allergic reaction to pine needles.
Not a Christmas wreath?
No.
Right. And how we all wish this simple misunderstanding was the end of it. But it wasn't, was it? No, the story continues. What happens next is that whilst Cuthbert Hollingworth is frantically trying to stop his daughter from being isolated in some plastic tent like she's E.T., the entire ensemble of the Rushop Baptist Nativity players swarm the front lawn performing a neo-funk musical version of The Birth of Christ, including no less than 4 Marys and 3 Josephs.
All the children had to get parts.
And there couldn't be more than 1 donkey?
I didn't think of that.
So this was your doing then, Joey?
And Salvatore! He wrote the play, I just directed it.
I just wrote what Joey said to write.
Salvatore is better at spelling.
Shut up. I don't care how the two of you are credited in the program. I just want to know who to blame.
Well, that's us.
Now, the action of the play was not quite in keeping with the Bible, but from what I understand, it was very much in keeping with the traditions of interactive theater. At this point, Lara is desperately scratching her now glowing skin when the three wise men rush over to her, aggressively offering her a goblet of poison, which she probably thought was an antidote.
It was frankincense.
In a goblet?
Yes.
Joey, frankincense is not a drink.
Is it not?
No, it is incense.
Oh, Frank incense. It's Frank's incense.
Jesus. So, yeah, Lara gobbles down the Frank makes no sense, which makes her retch violently and painfully.
I understand that you don't appreciate our interpretation of the nativity.
Yeah, I hate art. That's the problem.
In our defense, how do you make a death by nativity and egg?
What?
How do you make a death by nativity and egg?
Death by nativity and egg?
I thought of having baby Jesus jump out of the creep, peppering Lara Hollingworth with eggs from my snowball bazooka.
With eggs?
But I said no. As a director of this nativity, that don't fit with my vision. I see baby Jesus more as an innocent sort of character.
Egg?
We mixed a rotten egg into the wine.
That's why she retched.
Yeah, because that makes sense. I think I just have to move forward or my brain will explode.
Good idea.
After the nativity scene, I think that's when my Tour de France practice run...
No, the next thing was the Christmas tree.
Are you sure?
Yes, because the bikers got all tangled up in the tree.
Right, of course. So the next thing Lara sees is the 15-meter-tall Christmas tree on the front lawn toppling over, Christmas lights and all, and a Lara replica corpse flying out of it landing splat into Jesus's crib.
I think that was when Mr. Hollingworth let go of me.
Who wants to take responsibility for the Christmas tree and the corpse in the crib?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I truly did think I'd fastened the corpse right, but I guess I've been a bit distracted lately. Having become an aunt and all. Patricia is still recovering, you know. The first days after egg laying are the most... Okay, I won't talk about Egbert. I guess I owe an apology to... the boy playing Jesus.
He has been handsomely bribed.
Oh, good.
I can't vouch for his mental health, but he can buy lollipops to his heart's desire.
So that's when the bikers appeared. Why bikers?
You asked me for death by bicycle.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Excuse me, why would I have asked for a death by bicycle? That makes no sense. It's not Christmassy at all.
That's what I said.
Well?
Anyhow, I thought you wanted a death by bike, and there was so little time, I just went with it. In hindsight, I realize having Lara bust out her own rusty bike and test driving it without a helmet on a sheet of black ice in the driveway would have been a simpler solution, but all I could think of in the moment was...
A Tour de France practice run?
That happened to cross the Hollingworth front lawn?
Yes. Yellow shirts and all...
And they biked right into the falling tree and then flailed about trying to get loose?
They only crashed into the tree because they were trying to steer clear of the shepherds and the angels' breakdancing routine.
I think they ran over the donkey. Should we bribe the donkey too?
And that was the moment when Lara was killed by a falling icicle.
I'm quite proud of that.
Congratulations. You won the Who Will Kill Lara Hollingworth competition. The icicle was nice.
Speared on an icicle.
Bam! Right through his stomach.
Like something out of a giallo.
So gory.
I could not have done the spurting blood better myself.
The red blood against the fluorescent skin was... It was very beautiful. Ooh. Can I say that?
Of course you can.
I'm not sure Lara agrees. She's still trying to scrub it off. She's been scrubbing since we arrived back at the office.
She can give up. The rash will not come off with scrubbing.
Great. I wish I knew that sooner. I'll go tell her in a minute. She's moved on to the metal scouring pads. Now, was that everything?
No.
You omitted the...
The grand finale.
Oh, yeah. The flash and the bang and the smoke. What was that? Anyone?
It was useful, wasn't it?
Of course it had to be you.
I'm saying I saved the day.
Do you always just carry around bombs?
It was my death by firecracker.
What?
We haven't planned a death by firecracker.
I didn't know if it would work, so I didn't tell anyone until it was ready.
today I was going to tell you. I had the prototype in my pocket when everything happened. So when I saw Mr. Hollingworth storming towards his daughter, I pulled it out.
So Salvatore ran over, wedged himself between Padre and daughter, handed Mr. Hollingworth one end of the cracker, and said, "Pull this."
Before he knew it, he had pulled the Christmas cracker.
Bang!
Yes, then there was an almighty eardrum-bursting bang, a blinding flash, and so much smoke the whole front lawn was rendered invisible.
And that's how I saved the day.
That's how you gave me tinnitus.
You know, Amelia, Salvatore has a point. If it hadn't been for that flash and that bang and that smoke, we would not have been able to get Lara away from Mr. Hollingworth.
Without that flash and that bang and that smoke, we would not have been able to clear the front lawn before Mr. Hollingworth regained his bearings. 40-odd people, a PA system, a tree full of bikes, and a crib full of corpse? All gone in the blink of an eye. Mr. Hollingworth is probably sitting in his armchair right now, thinking he's lost his mind.
Without the flash, the bang, and the smoke, we would not have been able to distract Mr. Hollingworth at all. Neither a musical nativity play, a falling Christmas tree, a biohazard contamination threat, nor a Tour de France practice race across his front lawn managed to throw him off.
And even if the rest of our efforts were, well, a tad confused...
Mayhem. Utter mayhem.
We should be proud of how quickly we cleared everything up.
In that very moment, we worked remarkably well as a team.
Fair enough. Thank you, Salvatore. Quick thinking.
Nessun problema.
Sure. Thanks, everyone, for the quick get out and for managing to extract Lara Hollingworth despite the circumstances. Now, where does this leave us?
Well, I think we're exactly where we were.
That was a rhetorical question. I was going to say, this leaves us in need of some true soul searching. How could we mess up so badly?
To be honest, Amelia, I don't think we have time for soul-searching right now. The day after tomorrow, maybe. But right now, we have another death to plan. The climax. The crowning glory. The last Hollingworth sister.
That's not the only immediate concern, though.
It's not?
No. We've run out of food. Even if the dancing ladies seem to be able to live on cigarettes alone, everyone else needs to eat. There are 5 of us, 8 milkmaids, 10 lords, and 11 pipers in the office, plus, as of today, 11 Hollingworth sisters in the safe house that all need to be fed. And that's only counting humans.
We have a food shortage?
Well, no one is starving to death at the moment, but that's only because the pipers spent the afternoon turning Dotty into burgers.
Which the lords were very happy about.
The milkmaids, not as much.
One more death. Then this is all over, and we'll all take a long, long holiday. I promise.
Holiday?
In exchange for the one we missed?
Yes.
Let's come up with a plan.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.